sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a program about sex and happiness. And this show should actually make you very happy, especially if you're single, because today we're going to be talking about a way to check when you're online dating about the risks of who you might meet. And we've heard horror stories about things that could happen when we meet a stranger, and there are many of them. I think I saw some on television where a person was dating a whole bunch of women and raping them, putting some kind of thing in their cocktail and then taking advantage of them, and I was appalled. Certainly I've had my own online dating experience and it's never been like that, so I was thrilled to know that there's a company that screens people in the dating arena. And so I wrote to the president of the company and asked her if she'd like to be my guest on the show. And so that's what today is about. Before I introduce her, I just want to let you all know that I have a little cold. So if I sound pretty nasal today, I just got back from the road. Most of you know that I was in New York and Boston and Montreal. The temperature changes were just kind of a bit much for me. So I'm feeling a little under the weather, but that won't stop me from bringing the important stuff about sex and happiness to you. So that's just a little caveat. So I want to introduce to you Jo Lynn Clemens, and she is the president and founder of XOXY, which she tells me is really pronounced Zoxy. And it's a company that was created to mitigate the risks of dating, both in person and online, through confirmation of identity, clearance as to felonies, sex offenses, and STDs. And so Jo Lynn was thrilled to say yes to me, and so I'm going to bring her on the show right now. Jo Lynn, thank you for being a guest on Sex and Happiness today.
Good afternoon, Lori, and thank you for the invitation to your show.
Yeah, it's great to have you, and it's great to know that you're doing what you're doing, based on just a little bit I know about, but I'm sure there's much more out there, and we're going to find out about that from you. So first of all, let's just talk about your background for a second, like what motivated you to do this. From our little conversation, I know that you have come from the industry of insurance, so that has to do with things like risk management. And tell me a little bit about how you took that and translated it into the world of dating.
As you indicated, my background is from insurance, compliance, and risk management. For years, I managed a commercial carrier and handled their litigation and compliance. When my daughter actually went away to college, I read about sexual assaults nationwide of 1 in 3 women. I also read that 1.1 million Americans have HIV, with 16% unaware. And it made me think about all of the risks that people have today in dating, you know, and part of that is amplified when people take jobs away from where they grew up. They don't have that network or support base to ask about the people they meet in person. And then with the advent of online dating, which makes it convenient for people, but, you know, there's still those risks out there as to who you encounter. So with my background in risk management and compliance and insurance, I thought of a way to make it easier for people to create a level of transparency that is critical to their health and safety.
This is brilliant. So are you the only company that does this?
Yes, we are the world's first. I actually came up with a concept about 3 years ago, and we actually have filed for patents on the concept because there is nothing else like that out there. There are background companies that people look up someone else, but this is a self-initiated, privacy-protected credential, and there is nothing like that on the marketplace. It also has the option for the STD test as well.
So this is likened to kind of if I'm renting an apartment out and I want my property manager to do a background check on someone, is this the same model?
Exactly, because that person would authorize the background check. So it's pretty much, I liken it to a Carfax for dating, but you're promoting yourself, and then you're making certain whoever you come in contact with is also credentialed, because you yourself have to be credentialed in order to invite someone else to get the credential. So everything is voluntary, and a person actually authorizes the background check and the STD check.
I see what you're saying. I see. So everything is the person motivating. And do you work with all dating sites, or do you have your own dating site? I mean, is this compatible? Would it go across all platforms like Match.com, OkCupid, all of those? Or is Xoxy, spelled X-O-X-Y, does it have its own site?
Well, we have our own site, and it's actually also launched on Apple and Android, and we are in all 50 states. The way it currently stands, it's a standalone tool. We are currently working with some of the online sites to be able to upload the API, but until we get to that stage, a person credentials themselves, and then they ask someone else to get credentials also. And once that's done, the person's name, city, state, and photo are in the app. Any results or personal information remain with the vendors. However, if someone is dating online, what they can do is simply ask someone to get Xoxy or indicate in their online profile that they're looking for someone who is Xoxy certified, and have them go ahead and get that credential, which can be confirmed through the search lookup in the app once they have actually passed, and then meet the person and know that you're on the same page.
It's amazing. I'm just sitting here and I'm aghast. I mean, I just think it's brilliant. I'm thrilled to know that you're doing it. Yeah, it's brilliant. And I'm thrilled that you're doing it. I'm sorry that we live in a kind of world where you have to do it.
Yes. Yes.
I'd like to live in a different kind of a world, but that we have the world we have, you're making us have the best of it.
True, true. And I think, you know, it has gotten so out of hand. I even heard about in my research for the product, the whole catfishing incidences that occur where people are getting information from each other fraudulently, and our confirmation of identity addresses that as well. So it is unfortunate, but, you know, I think if we take as much time to make certain that our cars are in shape for sale, of course we're not selling ourselves, but we should definitely take into account our health and safety when we meet people that we have no prior knowledge of.
I don't know what that catfishing means.
Catfishing is, there's a show. And what it is there's people who are pretty much impersonate a person in order to get information from the person that they claim to be attempting to date. And it happens online. People will pose as someone who they aren't to get information from the person who they're communicating with.
Okay, now I know what you mean, because that show I referred to, it was a cable show. I don't really know what the name of the show was. I just happened to catch it. I don't watch that much TV, but it was on, like, whatever the channel was on, whoever left the TV on. And it showed this show where a man was online dating. He said he was all these things. It reminded me of, like, The Great Imposter. And there was a total of 6 women who finally came to court to say that this man had in fact placed something in each of their drinks when he was out with them and had forced them into sex. And I found it very disturbing. And so I know what you're talking about. I mean, he wasn't at all the person who he said he was.
So, exactly. And in fact, there was an article recently that indicated that there's $85 million in fraud related to dating in America. Where
so what
people
does that
are
mean?
Scammed out of their money in one way or another, generally with online dating scams.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's pretty high. In addition, not just from the identity component, but as to STD rates, they've increased by 33% with some of the casual dating sites because there's just not enough information and there aren't enough safeguards in place to protect people.
Wow. Wow. So let me ask you a question. Since your daughter was in college and that motivated you to start your company, is your daughter in favor of this company?
She is very much in favor of it. She, you know, I'd say that she's a little, she's not immature, but she doesn't date yet. And so the concept, you know, she initially thought, Mom, that deals with, you know, sexual relations. And granted, we have open communication, but the fact that here I am in the forefront discussing things that a lot of people don't communicate about. Initially, she was a little weary when she was in college, but she has since matured and she's very much behind it and understands some of those risks from talking to friends even that have gone through some issues related to online. What was really interesting to me is that in doing the research that 70% of college students stayed online, even though there's a full campus of people that they can get to know, and so that it's across the board. So that was a really high number. And what's also interesting is that while in my mind it certainly provides ample protection for women, but there are quite a few men that are signing up. And I'm thinking that the men want to differentiate themselves and put themselves, stand out from the crowd as to someone who's vested probably in a more long-term relationship with honesty.
Well, we're going to take a short break now. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about it, what it takes for somebody to actually sign up, what it costs, all these related things. And I have some other questions for you that have to do with why somebody would do it, how they would do it, this kind of thing, the breakdowns of age, if there is, etc. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. This is Laurie Handlers, your host. A little under the weather, Laurie Handlers, today. I'm talking to JoLynn Clemons, who is the president and founder of XOXY, or, as we've come to find out, the name of the company is Zoxy, which is a company that helps you really reduce the risk of dating online. So we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light.
And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
We are back with Sex and Happiness. Again, I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and today I'm speaking with JoLynn Clements. And JoLynn, that last segment was very, very interesting in terms of some of the things that you mentioned. So I have, again, I have some questions on, just to go back, like, how is it that somebody can steal your identity or defraud you out of your savings or what have you by getting to know you online as a possible date?
Right, and that the actual specified manner in which they do it, that was not really made clear in the article, but, you know, along with the line with the whole catfishing, when people are online, they get comfortable with each other, and they give out information that maybe they shouldn't, and then possibly when they're in person, people get their credit card information or driver's license information, but there's a lot of fraud around dating.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. And then you also mentioned in the last segment about college students having an entire campus of people that they could date and still dating online.
Right, and that brings in new risks for them. You know, they're dating people that are outside of the campus that may have actually intent that it could put their safety at risk, you know, from the standpoint of even sex trafficking, crimes, assaults. So they fall victim, in fact, to being exposed to criminals that they typically would not by opting to date online in a college environment.
It sounds crazy to me, but I understand only from the perspective of knowing that young people are far more prone to text and email than they are to calling up on the telephone or going somewhere to meet. I mean, it's technology is their way of relating, whereas people who are somewhat older still prefer the old method of meeting in person or talking on the telephone to even just get a sense of what somebody is like. So I can see how that could put them at risk. I mean, I have a huge following on Facebook. I have 3 identities on Facebook. I mean, they're all me, but, you know, one is my public figure and one is my company and one is me. And every day I get somebody who writes to me who's looking to date on Facebook, which I write to them every day and say, this is not a dating site.
Right.
You know, I'm doing business on Facebook and communicating with my friends. If you want to follow me, you can. If you want to join my business page, you can, if you want to write to me and ask me personal questions and tell me things like how cute I am, or I don't get it. You know, I really am on Facebook to do business. So I just, someone will say, hi, what do you do? And I'll go, you know, I'm listed on at least four websites that I know, not to mention the social media websites. If you want to know what I do, just Google me. Leave me alone.
Exactly. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I think that, like you said, it's resulted in a lack of personal communication, and unfortunately, as a result, I don't know if people are afraid to discuss things, which you would think it would be easier to do if you're not face to face. But, you know, they're not asking if the person has committed a felony or if they've had any sexual offense convictions, because, you know, Zoxy, not only does it pick up assaults, but it can also pick up child molestation. So, you know, if you're a mother or father and you're bringing someone home and you have children, I mean, there's a lot of, there's so many risks out there. And I try to think of everything that you could really encounter in dating and address it with the app, to include that awkward conversation that people are afraid to have. So now you can instead say, are you Zoxied? And if not, ask them to get Zoxied, and they can go to the site and you know, it avoids that conversation that people aren't having because they think it might damper the first date dinner or their chances. But, you know, and I do encourage people to try to get this done before they even meet, if they're initially meeting online.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much does the service cost?
Okay. The service and the credential itself lasts for 6 months, and it goes away after 6 months because conditions or circumstances can change. But it's $23.95 for 6 months or $139. And that includes the background and the full STD check. Now, if someone were to go into the offices outside of Zoxy, those same services would cost $310.
Hmm. So basically someone's paying $23 a month to ensure that they have a life.
Right, exactly. Less than a cup of coffee.
Well, definitely less than a Starbucks every day. So
that's right.
So, and that's, hopefully that's a lot of the places where they're meeting. It also sounds like this takes the place of not knowing about boundaries. So,
sure.
So it really lessens the whole discomfort of all those conversations. Like, I would never ask somebody, you know, I remember someone saying to me in New York that he wanted to help me, serve me, do things for me. And I said, like, what? And I said, you know, you mean like pick up copying for me and running it across the city when I'm on the other side of town and whatever? And he said, yeah, anything that you need. And I said, how do I know you're not an axe murderer? You know, like, I just...
Right.
And it cracked him up that I even said that. But, I mean, I just had to say that. I had to... So I imagine that this is also very good for people, public figures.
Oh, very much so.
And I can just see many, many uses for this. Many, many uses for this. Now, how did you get the name Zoxy?
Zoxy represents hugs and kisses and male and female chromosome. And the reason why we came up with Zoxy, we wanted a four-letter URL, and we wanted something like a Google or a Yahoo where the product could only be associated with that name, that it was unique.
Right. Okay, so I get it. It's like Xerox or Coca-Cola or something that takes a name and that's it. I mean,
exactly.
It would never be confused with anything.
That's right.
And so how is that working for you?
It has been working really, really well. In fact, when we launched in January on our apps, ever since then, we've been interviewed on ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS, AZ Tech Beats, and we were invited to speak in February at the International Online iDate Conference in Las Vegas. So that was really, it was quite widely accepted and embraced. And unfortunately, like you mentioned earlier, it's a sign of the times.
I really understand. I'm so glad you're having such tremendous success and that people are, well, you're one of a kind. I mean, you came up with a whole new creation, and so all these news areas and conferences have to be abreast of what you're doing and are probably excited about it because they probably know some horror stories that you and I don't know.
Exactly.
How many members do you have to date? I mean, up to now. You just launched in January. I didn't realize that.
Yes, we just launched in January, and I'm thinking that our last meeting, because we're supposed to have a meeting tomorrow, in fact, with the numbers, but I know we're probably approaching thousands now, and that's in every state, so that's good. And it's been word of mouth and through some of the interviews on the news and some of the publications that have been written. So, and I think, too, once we're able to negotiate with some of the online so that people can actually they can upload the API, which basically would allow the credential to be visible on an online site, then that even gives greater capability for people to communicate with others that are like-minded. Mm-hmm. So that's on the horizon, which should truly make it easier. Right now, I think it's pretty easy because, whoever you're communicating with, you can advertise on your profile that I'm Zoxy certified, looking for someone else who is Zoxy certified and do the same thing. But from the standpoint of being able to screen and communicate with other people, that's what the online sites will afford us to do.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Very, very great. All right, you're welcome. We're going to take another short break here, and when we come back, we're going to find out how people find out where they go to get this. So please stay tuned. This is Laurie Handlers. We'll be right back with Sex and Happiness.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife. And plenty of entertainment, and there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 10th to 17th, 2015. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. to order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hound CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
For weeks now, you've been hearing me talk about the Erotic Coast Film Festival and my film Beyond Dinner winning the award for the best short film. And you've been hearing me talk to all these guests that I met while I was there. And you haven't heard that much about the dinner, although in the show I did with Dr. Ava and Nancy Sutton Pierce, we did talk about what was in my film. I want to let you know that the film is about a ritual dinner that I invented called the Gate Dinner. Gate means beyond in Sanskrit. And it's a very sensual 8-course dinner that starts with the forbidden, starts with dessert, and leads its way back around to other foods. But all the foods in the dinner are very, very sensual, very beautifully prepared, and the presentation is amazing. And in this dinner, aside from everybody projecting themselves through a meditation that I do to their highest self, having had boundary exercises prior, the men rotate around the table and they feed various goddesses, all the goddesses that are around the table. And even if you come there with a partner, the partner lets go, doesn't take things so personally, lets the partner rotate around and have a sensual experience with each person that's participating. In this case, it would be men having a sensual experience with different women and then working their way back to their original partner. If this piques your curiosity and interest, I want to let you know that these dinners are now available to you wherever you are in the United States. And what you need is 20 people who would like to participate, and you can get in touch with me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com if you'd like to host a dinner like this in your part of the world. I would love to come to your and offer one of these dinners to you and your friends. And I know my chef would love to come too. Also, Antonio Tiggs, who you've heard on the show as well, would love to come and paint your servers. So your servers are all gold or all silver or what have you. So we have a little entourage that would like to come and make this such a memorable event for you. Please get in touch with me if you'd like to hear more about it and talk about the details. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com.
This is Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, and today I'm interviewing JoLynn Clemons, and she's the president and founder of Zoxy, and she is a veteran from the risk management side of insurance, and she's found a way, an incredible way, to innovate and put the risk of online dating into a more safe container by creating her company, Zoxy, and having people be able to reduce their risks from sexual assault, identity theft, and spread of STDs. What a contribution. So in our last segment, JoLynn, I just want to ask you how exactly people get in touch with Zoxy. What do they find? Where do they go, and how do they get the app? Do they just go to the Play Store on Android or to the iTunes? What do they do?
Exactly. They can simply go to their Play Store or iTunes and download the app. And for those that want, they can even use their laptops to access it through www.xoxy.com.
Okay, and that's it. Now, what happens if somebody has something? You know, like what happens if somebody's not a child molester and they're not they haven't committed a felony and they haven't got, you know, they haven't done any online theft or identity theft or what have you, but they have, let's say, herpes, because they say that 80% or 85% of our population does. So then what happens? What happens in a case like that?
In a case like that, what happens at current, we don't test for herpes 1 because herpes 1 is a cold sore. And I, like you mentioned, the population, it's close to 80% have herpes 1. So we do test for herpes 2, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and HIV. Now, if someone comes up positive for that, for the combined credential, then they're just simply not in the app, and no one knows that they attempted to test. However, too, in Zoxy 2.0, we are actually developing it where there's a breakout, so you can, for those who want to just simply test for the background component, they can do so.
Well, wouldn't that be a dead ringer, so to speak?
Well, yeah, it would. You know, but that means that the key is to actually open communication amongst people. So that would be a different credential. And we're actually going to be able to, you know, for those who like maybe have a babysitter that's coming over, you know, so that Zoxy credential can be used for beyond the dating environment, but for contractors that may come over for work to your home or businesses that you may want to work with and you want to confirm their identity and no felenies. So that's Zoxy 2.0 will be a separate credential for that. As to the dating environment, if someone fails the criteria, then they're just simply not in the app. But at the same time, no one knows that they tried.
Okay, got it. So they just, someone invites them to do Zoxy and they say, whatever, I can't afford it, not interested, what have you.
Right, and then that person can make a decision if they want to move forward with that risk or not.
Got it. Okay, well, thank you, Jolynn. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Thank you for helping to affirm people's safety in this crazy world that we have. And I know that so many of my listeners are single people. Many are not, but so many are. And hopefully they will take this into serious account before they go into their next online dating experience and secure their safety.
Thank you. And thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about Zoxy on your program.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure. I'm really glad that we found each other, really. I'm sorry I feel a little suppressed today, but I know that my listeners are going to be very happy to hear about this, so I appreciate you a lot.
Thank you, and I hope you feel better soon.
Great, and everybody, please stay tuned. You're going to be hearing next from my guest, Bunny Lampert. And she's going to be talking about rebooting your sex life. And this is brought to you by the creators of Sibian, the Sibian machine. So stay tuned. We're coming right back.
Wow, sex magic. Laurie Handler's sex magic.
The workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to let
amazing.
Go.
That's pretty
cool. That shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex miracle.
That she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with, and there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time, so that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic, I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
The next sex magic course is November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Phoenix, Arizona.
What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on workshops, and find out more about sex magic. It's magical. Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and we just had an amazing previous part of the show, and this part of the show will be no less motivating and passionate. I am here with Bunny Lampert, and Bunny, I met her recently at a show called Sexual Health Expo, and when we met, it was thrilling for me because she's the daughter of Dave Lampert, and Dave is the creator of the Sibian Machine, and many of you do not know what the Sibian Machine is, and I don't even know if I knew until I spoke to Dave, but it's a machine that has been built to enhance and increase and possibly produce the best orgasm ever for women. So, Bunny, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you so much, Lori. I'm so happy to be talking with you today. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. I was thrilled to meet you, really, because I worked with Dave on one of his latest studies in trying to bring better orgasms for women. And then when I met you, of course, you knew who I was, and there, and we went, you know, we took it from there. So let's talk a little bit first about how impressed I am with the fact that you work with your father in the area of female orgasm. Like, that has to be a most unusual thing. There's not that many women in the world who work with their fathers around orgasm. How did that happen?
Well, it's been great, I have to tell you. Dave is my father, is way before his time. The Sibian was first shipped in 1987, so we know a little bit about this, and we've been doing it for about 28 years. Dave invented and created the Sibian. It was designed and built for women, with women in mind. Totally, from start to finish, everything about it. It was tested by women. It was improved upon by the feedback that he got from women. Mm-hmm. The business has grown, and we're just so pleased with the direction that sexual health wellness has taken in the mainstream environment.
Yes, because I imagine in the beginning, when I mentioned Sibian Machine, by the way, when I first said that Dave had gotten in touch with me, and he was on this, we talked about him on this very show, I mean, not the one we're doing today, but on Sex and Happiness. And when I told people that I was reached out to by Dave Lampert, they said, oh, we know that machine from porno. And so I imagine in the beginning, I don't know, because people find it amazing, but I really don't watch porn. So it might have been that it went in that direction at the beginning, and now it's taking the direction of health, like really for real women's health and sexuality.
You're right. In the beginning, you have to remember where sex in media and the society was back in the early 80s when he was talking to people and investigating what was available out there for women and investigating orgasms for women in general and talking to a lot of professionals in the field back then. But the group of people, the group of women that were more adventurous, of course, and were more available to test the Sibian, to really, you know, think about how it was designed and how it could work better for them and what pieces go into the final version were women who were either doing some type of porn or in that industry and also swingers. There were a lot of swing clubs back then, and actually that's where he spent a lot of the testing time early on, was in the swing clubs. And then, of course, as things progressed and word got out and marketing was done, things started to flow and it started to change. Of course, everybody knows about the famous Howard Stern area, and he had a lot of fun with the Sibian, still does. A lot of people know about the Sibian because of the Howard Stern show. Mm-hmm. So that's a piece of our past. And you're correct. We are really concentrating on now being able to verbalize to the educators in the human sexuality field how beneficial the Sibian is for women of all ages, of all demographics, of all genres, of all types of issues, from just wanting to learn to have better orgasms in their life to having something different to share with their partner. It crosses all areas. So we like to call the Sibian the Lamborghini of all sex toys.
And so it is. So how I got involved with you had to do with him doing research on another piece that would help bring women to orgasm. It was training them to be able to sustain touching with a tool their Grafenberg spot, their G-spot, what we call the Tantra's sacred spot. And out of that research came a new book called Reboot Your Sex Life, a step-by-step proven plan for gratifying sex and happier life for women. So let's talk a little bit about that. What was the goal and what did you accomplish, and what can we say to people now about that study? What did you find out?
Well, it was interesting. It started out because we've known for a long time about the benefits of learning to have orgasms and becoming multiply orgasmic with the Sibian. So Dave had an idea. He wanted to prove a theory that he has been talking about since the beginning, that learning to have orgasms, whether it's clitoral or vaginally, is a trained response for women. The way that he was going to prove this theory was to take a group of women that were either non-orgasmic or not very orgasmic and give them some tools to do to with themselves, with a partner, with tools that they already had, with vibrators, G-spot stimulators. We can get into that more, but the idea was to prove that women can teach themselves to be easily stimulated and more responsive. And all of these women that participated in our program knew nothing about the Sibian, and they did not know Dave Lampert's name. It was all done anonymously. It was all done online. So it was great to end up with women who taught themselves and trained themselves to have better orgasms and to have more than one orgasm. It was really a great thing to be able to say that we proved this theory and now have this training program that anybody can do, any woman, you know, no matter where you are in your sex life, whether you're single, whether you're partnered, whether you've never had an orgasm, you can, if you have the desire and you want to put forth effort, you can train yourself to be orgasmic in any fashion that you want. There's multiple levels.
This is good news. This is actually more than good news. This is great news. And I so appreciate you and him for your persistence in bringing this out. I know that your book is in just kind of its first draft. It's not in its full, beautiful place yet, but how can people find out more? What can they do to find out more from you?
The Reboot Your Sex Life program is actually free. Everything that we used in the program, actually the questionnaires that the participants filled out, are available for review and to read online if you'd like. It's all available on a website that's very simple. It's just called rebootyoursexlife.com. Everything is there.
You said it's free?
Yes, the program is free. You can download the entire manual as it is now. You actually don't have to purchase anything. In the information, you can find out that to help yourself, you know, women need to diversify what they're doing. So it's good not to use the same toy or to massage in the same fashion. So you want to diversify. So there's lots of toys that you already have. If you have a partner, they can help you. You can learn to stimulate yourself. All of these things will help you be more responsive. And then you can take all of that and transfer it right to your partner. That's the great thing about it.
Well, thank you so much for agreeing to be my guest today on Sex and Happiness. I'm thrilled to know about what your family and what everybody there is doing, and that our people can download this. So if everybody needs to hear that again, it's rebootyoursexlife.com. Go there and find out how to shift things around, change your patterns, make yourself orgasmic more and more and more and more. I'm so happy about this. Buddy, thank you.
Happier and healthier. Better health through sex, Lori.
Yeah. Thank you
so much.
This is Lori Hamlers signing off for Sex and Happiness. Tune in next week
when the five goddesses from New York make another appearance, only this time on radio. Be there.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-